Chapter 3, Happiness, The True Goal. If there's a holy grail in life, it's happiness. Not the polished Instagram-filtered version. I mean real happiness, the kind where you can look in the mirror, be comfortable in your own skin, and feel at peace with who you are and the life you're living. I've met plenty of people who, on the surface, seem to have everything. Big houses, fancy cars, a string of promotions or impressive titles, picture-perfect family photos on Christmas cards. From the outside, you'd think they had it all figured out. But when you peel back the curtain, many of them are miserable. And here's the hard truth. Material things don't create happiness. Neither do new relationships, promotions, or 15 minutes of fame. Those things can be fun. They can bring excitement or even pride. But if you chase them because you believe they'll fill a hole in your heart, you will eventually discover they can't. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can always start from where you are and change the ending. The happiness trap. Society trains us to chase the wrong finish line. We're told, get the degree, land the job, buy the house, drive the car, marry the perfect partner, and then you'll be happy. So we ran harder, faster, desperate to keep up. But the finish line always moves. You get the promotion, but suddenly there's a bigger one. You buy the car, but someone else drives something flashier. You find the relationship, but life throws challenges at it. When happiness is always tied to the next thing, you never catch it. You are forever reaching, never arriving. Many people who seem to have it all end up discovering this the hard way. They appear successful in the world, yet their lives feel like a train wreck. They privately carry misery, emptiness, or constant dissatisfaction. What's up with that? You might ask. Simple. They were chasing the icing before baking the cake. The real source. True happiness doesn't come from the outside in. It comes from the inside out. When you learn to quiet the noise, practice gratitude, and love yourself as you are, while still choosing to grow, happiness begins to take root. It's not a destination. It's not something you stumble upon like treasure in the sand. Happiness is a daily choice, a practice. And once you develop it, something amazing happens. The stuff becomes more enjoyable but less important. You stop needing it to validate you. You can appreciate it without being owned by it. You realize that money can elevate your enjoyment of certain things, but it cannot create the inner joy itself. That comes only from within. A personal lesson. I had to learn this lesson the hard way. Years after Kay and I built our software company into something real, we reached a point where we could afford things I never imagined as a kid. We had a nice house, the cars, the freedom to travel. By every external measure, we had made it. Yet I remember one particular evening sitting in my office after a big financial win, feeling empty. On paper, I had everything the younger version of me thought he wanted, but something was missing. It took time to recognize what it was, gratitude. I had been so focused on the next milestone on climbing, building, achieving, that I hadn't paused to appreciate how far I'd come. I hadn't given myself permission to breathe in the journey. When I started practicing gratitude, when I began saying to myself each day, I'm lucky to have this life. I'm grateful to Kay. I'm thankful for my health. I'm proud of how far I've come. Something shifted. The house hasn't changed. The cars didn't change. My bank account didn't magically change overnight, but I changed. Happiness stopped being something out there and became something right here. Cake and icing. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy nice things like anyone else. A good meal, a comfortable home, the ability to travel. But I eventually learned that those things are the icing, not the cake. The cake is inner peace. The cake is self-acceptance. The cake is gratitude. The cake is waking up in the morning glad to be alive, regardless of what's parked in your driveway or how many likes you got on social media. Without the cake, the icing looks good but doesn't satisfy. With the cake, the icing becomes a bonus, not the source of your identity. Why so many people remain unhappy. Happiness is a simple word, a simple idea, yet incredibly elusive for many people. And here's the irony. It doesn't have to be. People often chase the wrong things, believing that achieving them will make them happy. But once they get what they believed would finally do it, they discover the same emptiness they had before. Some become even unhappier than they were before. Why? Because they sacrificed years of their lives chasing an illusion, only to realize they're still not at peace with themselves. Material success without inner happiness is artificial happiness. It fades quickly. Where real happiness comes from. Real happiness originates from within you, from honesty with yourself, from gratitude, from self-respect, from peace with your past, and hope for your future. When you build happiness from the inside, all the material things you have suddenly become far more enjoyable, while at the same time becoming far less important. You realize their value without confusing them as the source of your joy. The question to carry you forward. As you move through this course, I want you to keep one question front and center. What does happiness mean to me? Not to your neighbor. Not to your boss. Not to the people scrolling past your life online. To you. Because until you define happiness for yourself, you'll be chasing someone else's version, and that road always ends in frustration. Happiness isn't something you find at the end of the road. It's the way you choose to walk the road itself.